Top of mind. Circle's OCC final approval for Circle National Trust is the day's most institution-relevant development. The charter shifts USDC reserve management from a state-by-state patchwork toward a single federal framework, satisfying a Genius Act requirement and removing a structural overhang for CRCL. Shares closed plus 5%, pre-market high plus 116%. The same day, SWIFT launched a 17-bank blockchain consortium, including Citi and HSBC, and OpenUSD, backed by BlackRock, Coinbase, MasterCard, Stripe, Visa, continues to pressure USDC's market share, so the charter is a defensive as much as offensive move. Mizuho flags the market reaction as likely overly optimistic, given USDC circulation has declined since its March peak near 80 buy. Market structure. BTC near $64,300 to close the week, up Dalkan 10% in July off a $57,700 bear market low. Weekly spot ETF flows turned positive 197 after a record 8-week 2.7B outflow streak, but the reversal recovered only Dalkan 4% of those losses. CoinShares calls sentiment turning a corner. SwissBlock says the storm has passed, but institutional conviction is not yet strong. Spot demand remains negative. The bounce has been derivatives-led. IBIT dominated Friday's ETF inflows, 86.8 mets of the day's 90.4 mand, with most other funds flat. Wednesday saw 85 mandates in outflows, breaking a brief three-day inflow run, illustrating how fragile the reversal remains. Options positioning skewed bearish earlier in the week. IBIT put in call at 144 away by $43 million per spot gamma, but rebalanced into expiry. Bulls held 190 men at edge above $63,500 at Friday's 1.4B deribit expiry. Funding rates positive but falling. Open interest declined as traders de-risked. Coinbase Premium, Crypto Quant, reclaimed its 14-day SMA from 0.08, but remains negative. US whale buying drove the 58K-64K move per Crypto Quant, but a sustained regime change requires a flip above zero. Policy and institutions. Circle OCC charter approved, see top of mind. Ripple, BitGo, Paxos, Fidelity Digital Assets, and now CoinbaseCrypto.com hold conditional approvals. Sony Bank's Connectia Trust cleared conditional stage this week. Senium Warren continues to contest OCC authority to grant these charters. Clarity Act clock ticking. Senate returns July 13th. With Demeanor 3 weeks before recess. CFTC Chair Selig calls it so close. House Financial Services Chair French Hill wants a floor vote scheduled in July to force consensus. Polymarket odds have dropped from 74% to 39% for 2026 passage. Sticking points, ethics provisions targeting Trump crypto ventures, non-custodial developer Safe Harbor, and whether exchanges can pay yield on stablecoin balances. Five Senate Democrats called for hearings on Trump's 1.16B crypto disclosures Friday, directly linking his financial interests to the Clarity Act push. Trump financial disclosure, 526.8 MET from World Liberty financial token sales, 635 memoners in Memecoin royalties, from Celebration Coins, 33M plus in Bitcoin proceeds. Commerce debt simultaneously moved to ease AI chip export controls for UAE's MGX, which used Trump-affiliated USD1 stablecoin for its 2B Binance investment. Senian Warren called the combination corrupt. No evidence in the rule of direct linkage. Single-sourced concern per Warren, Commerce disputes it. New Hampshire Executive Council voted 3-2 to reject a 100 mellasmeters Bitcoin-backed conduit bond tied to CleanSpark, BA2 rated, no taxpayer recourse. First-in-nation municipal Bitcoin bond killed at final hurdle. Network and industry. Strategy sold 3,588 BTC for 260 mands, June 29th, July 5th, to fund STRC dividends and replenish its $2.55 billion reserve, its largest disposal on record. Average cost basis, 75,176 versus 64K spot, unrealized loss, 10.6B. WSJ details MNAV calculation floor. Strategy uses par value for debt preferred rather than market value, overstating enterprise value. MNAV using market prices was the bizarro 0.89 on June 26, not the 0.99 reported. Standard Chartered, Jeffrey Kendrick, calls the sell-off a communication challenge, not solvency issue, holds 100K year-end target. JP Morgan flags the formal sale policy introduces avoidable two-way risk. Rosen Law Firm is investigating potential securities fraud across all five strategy securities, single-sourced, no charges filed. Mara Holdings agreed to acquire 1,200 plus acres in Matagorda County, Texas, up to 2 GW capacity by April 2028 for AI, HPC, and Bitcoin mining, alongside Starwood Digital Ventures. Mara plusnaed 15% on the announcement, up 50% YTD. Empire Digital, EMPD, sold 1,400 BTC at AVG, $62,200, I weighty 7 Mammon, since May 7 to fund a 25% stake in an AI data center and repay 10 Mammon's debt. Holds Quav 514 BTC remaining. Shares sue 1.6% on the day, down 82% since launching its BTC treasury strategy. BIP 110, Saylor and Adam Back publicly opposed the proposal to limit ordinals judge non-monetary transactions. Only 1% of blocks signaling support in the last period. Activation threshold is 55%. Ordinals activity at near ATL, 10K day versus 400K peak. Macro linkages. US-Iran ceasefire collapsed midweek, sending WTI crude to $75+ from $68 prior week, and briefly pushing Fed rate hike odds for September to Diasto's 73%, CME FedWatch. BTC dropped 3.5% Wednesday on the news before recovering after Trump said Iran wants to make a deal Thursday. QCP Capital notes the SPR at 319.5 MBNY, its lowest since 1983. 10-year Treasury yield approaching 4.6% kept risk assets including BTC range-bound versus NASDAQ. BTC-NASDAQ correlation flipped to 0.72 from 0.87 within days per Dan crypto trades. AI sector capital rotation, SK Hynix's 26.5B US listing, oversubscribed 7ASX, continues to compete with crypto for speculative inflows. Fed Chair Warsh, Sintra, said inflation expectations have eased, prompting BTC to reclaim 60K on that session. He simultaneously warned inflation remains above target, and the Fed won't accept above 2% readings. No rate cut commitment. Standouts, Bitcoin Core 31.1 released, fixes a privacy-critical IP address leak in private broadcast mode that could undermine transaction origin anonymity. Bonzo Lend, Hedera, exploited for $9 million via Supra Oracle price manipulation. Attacker submitted a signature of all zeros that the verifier accepted. Critical infrastructure failure, not a smart contract bug. Russia's Alpha Bank, Sberbank, and VTB all announced crypto custody and trading plans ahead of expected September 2026 legislation targeting retail brokerage by late 2026, early 2027. Robinhood chain, Arbitrum L2, launched July 1st, hit 568 meta daily DEX volume and 5.2 meta transactions in its first week, fueled largely by Memecoins, ARB token, plus 120%. BitGo introduced a quantum risk score and UTXO management workflows for Bitcoin custody. Practical tooling ahead of protocol-level post-quantum upgrades, not a patch for current risk.